Blog Talk Radio. And there you go. That is week five, Ready to Rock and Roll. Fastest 6 minutes of sports. Yours truly sitting in once again. Sorry for the late start, everyone, but bottom line is, we need to keep the gym. That kind of weekend. So, coming to you live from Garden City up north in Calgary. Beautiful place. A nice chance to relax a little bit and talk to you about week five of the National Football League, along with Major League Baseball playoffs, the beginning of the NHL hockey season. All this and more. And, of course, for you Chicago basketball fans, the return of Derrick Rose last night in 20 minutes of limited action and all kinds of fun stuff. No headphones today, so I'm really flying wide open. So if you want to hear some fun things, you never know what can happen here. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. The fastest 60 minutes of sports with 53 left in the run once more and again. No updated Chicago sports news beyond the Derrick Rose return last night. So, since the NFL season of week five has already begun, let's get you up to date on what is going on in the world of today's NFL action. So, let's see. Already started in the six goes by Garrett Hartley in that one. Let's see if we can't roll back out of this and get you the full blown scoreboard. Bear with me 1 second, gang. I trust you all fired up your grills today and are having a great Sunday afternoon. Again, New Orleans, a 6-0 lead over Chicago. New England, Cincinnati in the second period, no score. Green Bay, a 3-0 leader over Detroit. Kansas City, 7-0 over Tennessee. How about the Kansas City Chiefs? 4-0 for the first time in, only the third time in franchise history. Seattle, a 12-0 leader over Indianapolis. Jacksonville, a 7-0 leader over St. Louis. None of us saw that coming. Baltimore, a 3-0 leader over Miami. The Giants, a 7-3 leader over Philadelphia. And, of course, Thursday night, Cleveland, I won't say they shocked the world, but certainly surprising, a 37-24 winner over Buffalo. A wild college football weekend has just kind of concluded with the game of the week being Ohio State and Northwestern. Northwestern had a 10-lead at one point. They were in control of the game. They let this one get away. Ohio State showing its merits. Urban Meyer doing what Urban Meyer always does, rallying his team to come back and maintain its standard of excellence, continue to be undefeated. So Ohio State, number 4th in the nation, gets it done over number 60 Northwestern. Let's run down your college scores. No segue music for you guys. We're going to run all the way from 25 down to 1. 25 had the weekend off, so we go 24. Mississippi loses to Auburn 30-22. Number 23, Fresno, 61-14 over Idaho. Arizona State, that's only important to me because, again, I have a daughter looking at that school. Notre Dame, a 37-34 winner over ASU. Oklahoma State, 33-29 over Kansas State University. Texas Tech rolls over Kansas, 54-16. Michigan, 42-13 over Minnesota. They're undefeated. Number 18, Florida, a 30-10 win over Arkansas. Number 17 rolls it up. Baylor, 73-42 over Virginia. They have this MO of having tons of offense but can't stop anybody. How do you give up 42 points in that game? I guess when you put up 73, you're scoring pretty quickly, so I guess it doesn't matter. Miami, a 45-30 winner over Georgia Tech. South Carolina, without Clowney, a 35-20 win over Kentucky. UCLA, number 12 in the nation, 34-27 over Utah. Oklahoma, 2017 winner over TCU. LSU, 59-26 over Mississippi State. Florida State, 63-0 over Maryland. That had to be hurt. That had to be painful. Louisville, 30-7 over Temple. University of Georgia, 34-31 over Tennessee, and what had to be a very, very entertaining game. Stanford, 31, Washington, 28. And what many of you saw last night, Ohio State comes back to win 40-30 over Northwestern. That game was a lot closer than that score indicates. Number three, Clemson, a 49-14 win over Syracuse. Number two, the Oregon Ducks, 57-16 over Colorado. And, of course, number one, Alabama, 45-15 over. Well, for lack of not butchering what GSU stands for, we'll just call them GSU. There's a lot of schools with GSU. 45-3 Alabama gets that win to maintain undefeated and maintain number one in the nation. So you have the NHL in its first week in full-blown, and the best power play in the NHL is still in Washington, the Washington Capitals. The best team in the NHL is still the Chicago Blackhawks. Even though they lose in the shootout last night, they are 1-0-1. The most entertaining team right now is actually the one right here in Calgary, the Calgary Flames. No one expects them to be a contending team by stretch, but they are fun to watch. They're playing significantly faster. So for those of you north of the border looking for some fun hockey to watch, you've got some options. Toronto looks like it's back again. Vancouver looks like they may be a little flat out of the gate. They got issues in goal, but nonetheless, a fun beginning to the hockey season. Again, the Capitals may be the one team that looks like they're in midseason form next to the Pittsburgh Penguins. But now that they're back to regular hockey, playing the Eastern Conference and the Western playing the Western. Good stuff for all those of you just, you know, gleaming for your hockey year, for your hockey fix. So last night in Indiana, Derrick Rose returns to the court. And the scary thing for the league is he looks just like he always has. Unafraid, unscared, knees wrapped up, but he still attacks the basket, still plays hard. And Derrick Rose has laid claim to the Bulls being back. Without Derrick Rose, the Bulls are average. You know, 26th in scoring, nothing fancy. With Derrick Rose, a tremendously different team. Obviously, he draws so much attention to him and creates so many opportunities for the Luol Dangs. And now, of course, for the Kurt Heinrichs on that team as well. So the players just have to knock down shots. And if you're on the Chicago Bulls and you can get open, there's going to be opportunity. Derrick Rose is going to find you. So Rose is back, and that puts a whole new face on the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat are still going to be the class of that conference, and LeBron is still going to be LeBron. But behind the Miami Heat this year, right alongside them, at least during the regular season, you'll see the vaunted Chicago Bulls with Derrick Rose, providing, of course, Derrick can stay healthy and can stay focused on goals at hand. All right, to the Major League Baseball side of things, playoffs have begun, and, well, let's say the Red Sox are beating the Red Sox, basically controlling Tampa Bay completely, leading that series 2-0. Oakland and Detroit tied at 1-1. Atlanta and the Los Angeles Dodgers tied at 1-1. And don't look now, but the Pittsburgh Pirates are tied with St. Louis 1-1. I don't know how you cannot be a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. You don't have to be a baseball fan just to root for the underdog. And the underdog in all these major league, I mean, everyone knows St. Louis is good. They know Atlanta's good. They know the Dodgers are fun to watch. Oakland's been good. Detroit's been good. Boston, the Rays with Joe Maddon have been good. But no one saw the Pittsburgh Pirates coming. Andrew McCutchen is one of the best certain personality in sports today, from his springs in a trailer park to where he's at now. And to know that he is the fearless leader of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they're actually in this series with the Cardinals, is nothing short of amazing, and it's exciting. So for you Pittsburgh Pirates fans in Middle Earth, congratulations. You've got an honest chance to make some noise in a young team that really wants to impress, and that city should be incredibly proud of those young men that represent that city. All right. Let's talk a little hockey. Why? Because we can. If you get to ESPN's NHL page, what you'll see on there is Big Dano Char of the Boston Bruins. And there are a lot of people, and again, I'm only going to speak from my most recent experience. I had an opportunity to go north about a week ago, and while coming out of just one of the little visitor centers, there was a young lady there who acknowledged that I had the Chicago Blackhawks jacket on. Now, that was, in and of itself, you know, kind of kind. But then she came out and she was Boston. She the fact that I was relatively kind. And I thought it was just kind of cute because Boston often gets a bad rap for being kind of arrogant, kind of full of themselves, as if the world kind of revolves around them. But this wasn't the case at all. She was very kind. She was very humble. And acknowledging the fact that in this series, perhaps maybe just the good guys won. That's not an indictment of the Boston Bruins. They play hard, but they got a lot of breaks along the way. So, but a new season is upon us now, and that means new changes. And it's hard to repeat in the National Hockey League. It's incredibly hard. The last time it was done, 1997-98, the Detroit Red Wings. Will the Chicago Blackhawks do that this year? Well, I would trust that you all have your opinions, and you're certainly more than likely to share them, either on this particular internet radio show or via Facebook. You can find us at Facebook by simply searching the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports, and put all your fun junk out there. If you've got an opinion or perspective on it in any sport, feel free to talk about it, whether it's even soccer. We can talk Manchester United whenever you want to. The reality is, they're not the team they used to be. Anyway, New Orleans and Chicago is going on right now. They've just gone into the second period. New Orleans still holding on to a 6-0 lead. Looks like Chicago's defense has finally decided to show up, which is a beautiful thing for the Bears because their offense has sputtered. Jay Cutler has already been hit once and already fumbled once. And for those of you who were picking in our ESPN pick'em game, I think 90% of you picked the Saints to win this game over Chicago. And uniquely enough, as a Chicago homer, which I've been known to be a lot of times, I think I did the same. As good as I think Mark Trestman is going to be this year, I have a really, really rough time thinking that the current Bears team, as constant as its coach right now, is going to beat the New Orleans Saints. So anyway, all that and a whole lot more as we come back after. Let's pay you whatever you'll think. Let's pay a few. Which bill are you going to pay first, Mikey? Which one? Doesn't matter. All right, very good. We're back in 15. See you in a second, guys.
With every twist and turn, I need a clean that keeps up. New Olay Fresh Effect Va-Va Vivid Vibrating Bristles. Twist and turn for a Va-Va Vroom Clean. So sparkling fresh. New Olay Fresh Effect.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Cavi, here with the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge. Now, before we go on, I'm going to take on a challenge myself, which is to do the rest of this video while eating each new Kit Kat Chunky flavor, hazelnut, white chocolate, and peanut butter, which are in stores right now for a limited time. So, what is the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's your chance to pick the next Kit Kat Chunky flavor. You can vote right now at www.facebook.com/KitKatCanada. I'm getting tested with one of three unbelievable trips. But in addition to your vote, we have three Big League fans competing in three ridiculous challenges. And the winner of each challenge gets 5,000 extra votes for his favorite new Kit Kat Chunky flavor. Amazing. So go try all three Kit Kat Chunky flavors now. Go on Facebook and stay tuned for some upcoming challenges. Wow, that was a mouthful. You guys don't need these, do you? No?
All right, guys, before we go any further, our friends at ESPN have submitted their Stone for Love. Aired Friday. We hear every Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, depending on where you are in this world. You can compare the way these games are started against the information courtesy of our friends at ESPN and Pink Antifreeze. This is Week 5 Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks brought to you by our friends at ESPN.
These are the Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
Here we go for week 5, and this week my motto is, there just aren't enough points.
I think you're a loser.
How do you give Peyton Manning enough points?
I don't know. All these questions.
The guy doesn't even face third downs, much less fourth downs.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
And the Dallas Cowboys are going to be this week's victim. I'm not a huge believer in the Cowboys. They're leading that division only because that's the worst division, maybe, in NFL history.
Playing bad from the beginning.
Broncos only giving 7 doesn't feel like enough.
Here's where the fun starts.
I'm not sure 17 would be enough. Give me Peyton Manning on the road giving a touchdown, no problem.
Is he really that strong and invincible?
I've got a motto this week as well. It's going to be, I'm a left coaster. I'm going to the West Coast.
California.
California, here we go.
At Oakland, and I know the game is going to start late at night. But I'm going with the Chargers. I'm buying into what Phillip Rivers is throwing this year so far.
San Diego! Touchdown, San Diego! 56 beautiful yards! Antonio Gates from Phillip Rivers!
San Diego on the road to Oakland, given 4.5, fine by me. Oakland's still trying to figure some things out, and Rivers and Gates are looking good. I'll take San Diego, and I'll give you the 4.5.
It's in the bag. It's too easy.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head on my Super Bowl preview. I have the Seahawks and Colts playing in the Super Bowl.
Say you want this. Nothing happens until I hear you say it.
I want this.
Seahawks are going to Indy this weekend, and their luck will run out when they face Andrew Luck. Seahawks were itching to get beat in Carolina, begging to get beat in Houston.
Take it! Take the ball!
And they finally found the team and the quarterback who were ready to do it.
Who is this stranger from another land? Why does he walk among mortal men?
What is his mission?
The Colts are ready to go smash mouth with anybody. They got this one in their building. This is their time. I got the Colts plus 2.5. Give me Indy for the win.
There is no version of this where you come out on top.
All right, now you're wrong. Seattle, and they haven't traveled well coming across the country a bit. I get that, but you know what has been playing pretty well for them? The defense.
I have a new evil plan you'll love.
Andrew Luck has got to deal with that big, bruising secondary that's going to knock their receivers off their routes. Seattle's going to go on the road, and they're going to get this one. It may not be the prettiest thing in the world. They're giving 2.5. Give the 2.5. All I need to do is win by a field goal. I'm taking Seattle on the road.
You mad genius. Your dark gift has finally paid off.
It has.
And those are the Week 5. So,
go, Len.
Bye, Fox.
Wait. This isn't fair. You just took a bunch of comments out of context and strung them together to make me look rotten.
Snappy editing, though.
Indeed. 38 left in the ride. Well, do you agree with him? Well, it's going to be, again, going to be fun to see exactly what happens. Let's get you caught up on your scoreboard right now across the league. New Orleans still holding a 6-0 lead with about 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Chicago, New England, Cincinnati playing tough, knocking neck, 7:54 left in the second quarter, no score there. Green Bay has opened up a 6-0 lead over Detroit. Kansas City, 7-0 over Tennessee. Seattle, 12-7. Indianapolis has finally put 7 on the board. Get back in that one. Jacksonville, 10-7 over St. Louis. Baltimore and Miami, 3-3 apiece. The Giants, this is a bit of a shocker, actually winning a game in the second period, up 7-3 over Philadelphia. Late games today, Carolina and Arizona. That's going to be a lot of fun for those of you who are betting on those games. Denver, Dallas, 425. Again, if you're a gambler, Peyton Manning is giving away 4 points in Dallas. And, you know, I think it's about $27 left in my little bank balance thing with betting. I may actually take $27 and just throw it at Denver on that one just for the fun of it. Houston to San Francisco is the Sunday night game, a game that most pundits have San Francisco kind of, you know, dominating. In the late Sunday night game, a bit of a rarity. Am I seeing that right? San Diego plays Oakland late tonight. Okay, I'm not sure why that is, but that's a rarity. It's the second Sunday night game from the West Coast, San Diego to Oakland. There must have been some monetary issues with that one, that would start that late. I've never seen a football game start that late on a Sunday. And, of course, the Monday night game, the Jets at Atlanta. Jets going the wrong direction. Atlanta trying to figure out their identity. So, and a reminder of Thursday night's game, which is done already in the books for those who are trying to be done. 37-24 and a good game. All right. So there's your NFL scoreboard. Major League Baseball right now. This afternoon, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, about 4:37 on the East Coast. For those of you watching, that 3:37 in the Middle Earth. Pittsburgh is an Eastern East Coast city. So again, 3:37. No, is that right? Yeah, 4:37 there. 3:30 in St. Louis for those of you watching. Tonight, Atlanta and then Los Angeles Dodgers. Looks like that game's going to be in Atlanta, 8:07 Eastern time to start on that one. The Oakland A's, Detroit, that's tomorrow, 1:07 Eastern time to start. For the rest of you in the middle of Earth, say 12:07 start. I'm not sure if I like that. You know, Major League Baseball playoff games in the middle of the day, that doesn't seem to be the brightest because people actually at work. But, hey, if you can find 40,000 people that don't have a job and nothing else to do on a Monday afternoon, why not come watch a playoff game, right? Then Monday night, Boston and Tampa Bay. Boston with a chance to go up 3-0. And I'm not sure, is that 3 out of 5? Out of Middle Earth today, that would be the city of Chicago. Rose, 5 inches higher since surgery. This is how you know that Chicago is a homer town loving its heroes. We're concerned about the additional 5 inches that Derrick Rose can now jump since his surgery. As a Bulls fan, as a basketball pundit, it's exciting to see Derrick Rose return. He's one of the young stars of the league. I'm not sure if that 5 inches is that critical, but he did dunk a basketball last night in the game against Indiana, which the Bulls actually won. I just don't know that that's that big a deal, but we'll see. Tibbs, of course, Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the Bulls, is excited, obviously, to have his star back. We'll see. The Blackhawks last night blew a lead, losing to the Lightning 3-2 in a shootout. And this thing says Butler among the best 3-and-D players. Okay, if those of you here are ESPN insiders, go check that out. I'm not sure exactly where that's going. But that would be Jimmy Butler of the Bulls. And 3-and-D. I'm not sure what that means. Is that some kind of guarding technique or whatever? Because Butler's not much of a scorer. And if he's going to be the two guard, he's going to have to step his game because he's going to get a lot of opportunities with Derrick Rose back. Anyway, back to Week 5 NFL. Have you made your picks? Did you have the moxie to go out and join our ESPN Pigskin Pick'em game? Or were you scared like so many of our friends in Middle Earth? And yes, if you're listening to this radio show on the internet, on your iPhone or whatever, I'm talking about you. This is the point of the show where I promise you, with 34 left in the ride, that I would call you out. Do you have the courage and the moxie to call 619-639-4747 and put your picks on a national radio show? Do you have that courage? Do you have that moxie? Do you have that? I know you're watching the league. You don't quite know which way they're going to go. But do you have the courage to put your picks for Week 5 on blast? 619-639-4747. If you have the courage. Now, most of you are probably sitting back. You're watching the game. You're enjoying whatever it is you're doing. You're eating some good food. Maybe you're enjoying some family. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're distracted. Maybe you decided that your team is so bad and your picks are so pathetic that you need to do some housework. Whatever works for you. Have yourself a great Sunday afternoon. And remember, if the fastest 60 minutes sports, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Again, 619-639-4747. What's going on right now? Games are in commercials. Halfway through second period, most of your early games. So, know if this scores, Kansas City has up this lead to 10-0 on Tennessee at this point. And I am looking for the knucklehead who is worthy enough to come on this show and blow his picks out to the world. I don't think you're out there. I really honestly do not think you have the courage today. Let's see. Let's have some fun. Let's go out to our friends on Facebook and see who's talking ish. And that's, by the way, that's a new term now. We don't talk crap, we talk ish. Let's see. Ish, 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 ish. What do we got here? Calling you out. Missing my ride or die so much. Know how that can be. What are the Bears going to do? The Bears are not as good as advertised. Mark Trestman is a junk. Whoa. Slow down. Slow down. In at her. Let's see. To the Jacqueline Baileys of the world, congratulations. Your Bears are still losing, but I appreciate your consistent fandom. To Paula Counts, enjoy your kids. To Michaela Christensen, get your kids to simply behave. To Vanessa Henry of the world, good luck with all your aspirations. To the Shadias of the world, enjoy Montreal. To Kayla, your ride or die is still cute as she wants to be. Those sunglasses really do something for her facial structure. I'm not sure what that is, but nonetheless. To my boy C-Dub out there on the East Coast in Miami, I love you, man. There's nothing you can do about it. To Gifted Roots, you're still a punk, but I like you anyway. And I humbly admit I'm sorry, guys. That's just fun. That's just so much fun. 619-629-4747. Yes, you can chat all you want to. Yes, you can talk ish all you want to. And there's a Dallas fan out here that actually believes Dallas has a chance against Denver today. Stop sniffing that ether. Okay? I know it might be hard to do for the good old boys, but really, stop sniffing the ether. I'll tell you what. If Dallas finds a way to beat Denver today, I will come on the show 1 week from today, and I will admit that I was legitimately wrong. Then I will reciprocate by finding a $50 gift card, getting in touch with you, finding your address, and I'll send it to you. That's how bad I think Denver's going to win today. Okay? Any questions? I didn't think so. All right. So a momentary break at 12 noon as we get into the depth part of the latter part of our early games. It's John Legend. Who do we think we are? We take a break right now. 4 minutes, 51 seconds up. John Legend.
on my Timberlands, stepping like a criminal, success is so imminent, pink champagne, black Rolls Royce, eggplant double-breasted suit from Tom Ford, bon voyage, left haters in the fall, look up in the sky, bet you recognize a boat, look into my eyes as I fantasize for us, still lagging shot like this is a class crush, money coming fast, I'm never in a rush, no, plus another 20 in a tuck. Send me in a truck, another 40 on the wrist. Bought a meal on my mind, got me living like I pitch. Dodging Robin Gibbons, falling like I'm Roger Clemens. Still in a game uniform, all in it. She gets Chanel, ski trips to Vail. Only the highest grade, like trees that I inhale.
Five left in the ride. That is John Legend. Who do you think we are? Who do we think we are? Only on the Fast 6-4. Give it a brother. Break. The New Orleans Saints have gone up on Chicago 13-0 since that track began. And again, the games continue to go. How are your picks doing? Well, we really don't know, but I will tell you this. Some of our friends, namely those in Minnesota, may need prayer when this day is over, but that's okay. I see them blowing me up on Facebook. I even see the fun pieces of, this is where we break up with you. Nonetheless, as we tell all of our fans and all of our followers, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. So we'll see you when we see you. To the Sean Knights, McLaren Numbers, Lynn Casamayor Gibbs, Vanette Perez, who actually is Vanette Jiskins, Tom Green, and all of you that follow the 1,600 and the 16,000 that follow what we do every single week on the Fast 6 Minutes of Sports. Thank you so much for being an integral part of who we are and what it is we do. To the diehard Bears fan in Chicago, that's a rough start today. You're down 13-0, and Trestman's always seemingly got an answer. So New Orleans is one of the best teams in football, so don't take this one personally. You gave one away last week against Detroit. Hopefully you get Jay Cutler and the guys together and at least make it a game in the second half. That game's got 5 minutes left to go in the second period. New Orleans up 13-0 over Chicago right now. Again, it's not a game that Chicago is completely out of by an interest of imagination. They simply have to just play sound fundamental football, and that just hasn't happened yet. Anything update Cincinnati now? 3-0 leader over New England. That's one that I think I pegged Cincinnati may actually surprise the Patriots in. Green Bay 6-0 over Detroit. Kansas City still 10-0 over Tennessee. Indianapolis now has rallied back to take a 14-12 lead over Seattle. St. Louis has rallied back 17-10 over Jacksonville. And here comes all the scoring apparently in the second period. I guess all the initial adjustments have been made. Baltimore 6-6 with Miami. Miami's better than people are realizing. Philadelphia keeping the Giants in the worst possible position. They're at 13-7 with 8 minutes to go in the second period. The Giants could be 0-5 by the end of the day, and Tom Coughlin could be in serious trouble. His job is in jeopardy. Again, you got Eli Manning at your quarterback. You got a lot of talent. You cannot get out of the gate 0-5. That is a death pill to your playoff aspiration. Carolina, Arizona getting started about 3:05 on the East Coast. The 3:25 game, Denver, Dallas. Again, Denver, the odds on favorite there. Houston, San Francisco, Sunday night game. Second Sunday night game tonight, San Diego and Oakland. And Thursday night's affair went to Cleveland 37-24 over Buffalo. Monday night's affair, the Jets and the Atlanta Falcons will be a lot of fun. Which version of the Jets defense will show up? In the meantime and in between times, 22-22 left in this ride. Hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday. You've got yourself some good food, something cold to drink. And you sit there, and hopefully you're enjoying your family, your friends. If you're hanging with boys, take yourself. If you're hanging with girls, really behave yourself. To my superstar daughter, much love, girl. I'm glad you're in your senior year of high school. I certainly wish you'd heard and pick a university, so I know how broke I'm going to be. But we'll get to that soon enough. To our friends in Richfield, Minnesota, next to Minneapolis, congratulations on the new gig starting the 21st of October. Very, very proud to say we know you and had a hand in somehow maybe encouraging you, the successes you had. And by special request from our friends on the East Coast, they want a replay of the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. There's an ongoing debate, so I have 3 minutes I can allocate to that. So we'll do it one more time. Matter of fact, we can do it right now, actually. So we'll replay the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks from Friday from ESPN, and then you guys can continue your debate over who said what, which is always fun, and finger point all you want to. So gives me 3 minutes to chill and sip on some wonderful tea. So here you go.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN Radio exclusive.
Look, here we go for week 5, and this week my motto is, there just aren't enough points.
I think you're a loser.
How do you give Peyton Manning enough points?
I don't know. All these questions.
The guy doesn't even face third downs, much less fourth downs.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
And the Dallas Cowboys are going to be this week's victim. I'm not a huge believer in the Cowboys. They're leading that division only because that's the worst division maybe in NFL history.
Playing bad from the beginning.
Broncos only giving 7 doesn't feel like enough.
Here's where the fun starts.
I'm not sure 17 would be enough. Give me Peyton Manning on the road giving a touchdown, no problem.
Is he really that strong and invincible?
I've got a motto this week as well. It's going to be, I'm a left coaster. I'm going to the West Coast.
California,
here we come.
At Oakland, and I know the game is going to start late at night. But I'm going with the Chargers. I'm buying into what Phillip Rivers is throwing this year so far.
San Diego! 56! Beautiful yard! Antonio Gates from Phillip Rivers!
San Diego on the road to Oakland, given 4.5, fine by me. Oakland's still trying to figure some things out, and Rivers and Gates are looking good. I'll take San Diego, and I'll give you the 4.5.
It's in the bag. It's too easy.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head on my Super Bowl preview. I have the Seahawks and Colts playing in the Super Bowl.
Say you want this. Nothing happens until I hear you say it.
I want this.
Seahawks are going to Indy this weekend, and their luck will run out when they face Andrew Luck. Seahawks were itching to get beat in Carolina, begging to get beat in Houston.
Take it! Take the ball!
And they finally found the team and the quarterback who were ready to do it.
Who is this stranger from another land? Why does he walk among mortal men? What is his mission?
The Colts are ready to go smash mouth with anybody. They got this one in their building. This is their time. I got the Colts plus 2.5. Give me Indy for the win.
There is no version of this where you come out on top.
All right, now you're wrong. Seattle, and they haven't traveled well coming across the country a bit. I get that, but you know what has been playing pretty well for them? The defense.
I have a new evil plan you'll love.
Andrew Luck has got to deal with that big, bruising secondary that's going to knock their receivers off their routes.
Oh!
Seattle's going to go on the road, and they're going to get this one. It may not be the prettiest thing in the world. They're given 2.5. Give the 2.5. All I need to do is win by a field goal. I'm taking Seattle on the road.
You mad genius. Your dark gift has finally paid off.
It has.
And those are the Week 5. So,
go, Led
Blocks.
Wait! This isn't fair! You just took a bunch of comments out of context and strung them together to make me look rotten.
Snappy editing, though.
Gotta love an underdog. Who doesn't love the underdog? This? Let's check.
A good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah. Everybody let the good time roll. We gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long.
All right, I humbly admit to you that was Sam Cooke, and if you could see the video, you can see this is all about Chicago Blackhawks last year. You can check that out on YouTube at your own discretion, obviously. Just simply type Chicago Good Times Roll, and you'll get to see the video and then the look to the city and all the splendor that was 2013, the run for the Chicago Blackhawks. So, of course, it's a brand-new season right now, and it's very difficult for any team to repeat in the NHL. I've heard Bill and Barry Melrose and all the sporting news guys. This, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this year with the Chicago team, as they did not fire sale all the talent this time around. But it's really difficult. Pittsburgh is good. Boston is good. St. Louis is good. San Jose is good. It would not surprise me to see San Jose and Detroit in the final this year, only because the league is full of parity. It's that good. It's that rich. And if the talented Chicago Blackhawks can blow a 3-1 lead and lose it to the Tampa Bay Lightning, it just goes to show you how talented and parity this league really is. So, for my knuckleheads all over this wonderful North America, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We thank you for supporting the show. For all of our Pepsi guys around the world who love the fact that we talk all this crap about sports every single weekend, I thank you for your support. To all the young men that we did highlight videos for that have now gone on to Division I schools, do something special with your lives, okay? Don't just go out there and make all that money and sit on it. Do something special. As you see, if you're watching all the games today, they've changed all the breast care awareness, all their breast cancer awareness. So instead of the yellow line for first down markers, they've gone to pink. The blue marker shows you where the actual line of scrimmage is. It's a big-time push. Every year, the NFL easily donates close to $10 million to breast cancer research. This year is no exception, and they go all out. in the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know, guys, do something special, okay? If you're an amateur athlete in college, go support. Go donate some time. Do some outreach work. It's just time. Not asking you to put any money into it. Not asking you to do anything other than just commit some time to an obvious worthy cause. Maybe you've been affected by something like this. If you've been touched by it, you have a special motivation to get involved. And if you're not, count it all joy. Count it a blessing because it can strike at any given time. So get involved. Be somebody special. All right? In the meantime, I think I'm going to shut this thing down. I see the Saints and Bears doing what they do, which is good for watching this game. Bears defense playing better. Bears Saints, yeah, going back and forth. It's an up and down kind of game. So I am going to let you guys get on to your Sunday, wherever your game is at. To the pundits out there in Richardson Park, Madison Olympia Field, and all those golfers, have a great day of golf. Enjoy the weather. It looks like it's going to be nice. There's 71 degrees Fahrenheit. A little breeze out of the north. That's a beautiful thing. Have a great day, guys, and we'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. And to Rich, was it Richfield, Minnesota, wherever you're at? Just stop. Just stop talking all that ish. Please, please, please. I'm still going to love you no matter what, but you're ignorant. See you next time on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Good day, everybody.